Welcome to Sunday Night Safran. In-depth discussions on religion, politics, and hoochies on Triple J.
Tonight, we have a guy who builds robots. Two robot creators sitting in the studio, Brett Paulin and Mel Withworth, both from Robo Wars.
That's great. Hi, John.
How are you? Well, now, please give us the lowdown. You're the head honcho, the head organiser, Brett. Give us the lowdown what this Robo Wars concept is.
It's a remote-controlled car with weapons, basically. A demolition derby where a sort of radio-controlled version of the old Roman gladiators where the last person standing wins.
So is it like those cars we had when we were kids?
Yeah, a bit bigger than that. And most of the cars didn't have hammers and saws and sort of destructive weapons on them, although you probably wish they did.
Now, where do you have to draw the line? Because surely, like, someone smart enough could, like, just put, you know, like, little bombs on it and...
There are rules about what weapons you're allowed to have. We like not to sort of injure the spectators where possible. Mm. They compete in a special arena with bulletproof walls.
Gutless.
Well, people like to watch and enjoy themselves, not go home sort of with bits missing.
Fair enough. And what's the worst thing that's ever happened? Has there ever been a disaster?
Not in Australia. A couple of people have been sort of... minorly injured in pits in America. The pits are typically the most dangerous place because that's where people are fiddling with them and rewiring them, and accidental activations get a bit scary.
Now, Mel, you are a female. I guess everyone's preconception is that it's a real bloke sport, and dare I say it, a nerdy bloke sport.
Oh, definitely. It's definitely sort of dominated by the males right across the board. But there are women in the world, around the world, that are doing it, just none in Australia. And I can't understand why.
How did you get involved?
Well, I was connected with Brett, and initially when Robo Wars Australia started, they were looking at doing a small promo sort of put together for TV to sort of get it off the ground. And this particular bot we bought in the studio today, Scooby-Doo, was developed for that, and I just went, hoy, where's mine? I want something to play with, not sort of being a girly-girly type girl. And so the boys handed it over to me.
And you get respect when you're out there?
Oh, no, definitely not. No, not at all. You're just one of the boys.
They're not condescending. They don't like...
No, they're actually scared of Scoopy. We run a huge website, www.robowars.org, and Brett and I admin that website, and I get people begging to me before an event, can you take it easy on me, Mel, because this...
But what about, do you get people like trying to, I can imagine, you know, there'd be guys going along and they're like excited, there's a female there that's into what they're into. Do you get like lots of robo guys trying to hit on you?
No, not at all. No, they're not that type. They're all your techie guys, they're all your electronic guys, so they're not... They don't care less if I was there or not.
Now, so what does this particular one do? What's its gimmick?
Oh, Scoopy's fantastic. We looked at sort of all the designs sort of around the world, and this is one of the best designs. She's based on a dustpan, if you like. So the bottom of it is a scoop. She's got an overhead.
And
blade?
It's that little blade.
Yeah, the blade.
Little blade. And does that, like, cut into the other...
Oh, does it what? Yeah, the arenas she actually fights in have a 6mm bulletproof polycarbonate.
And do people get bitter? Like, you know, everyone pretends it's a game and stuff like that.
Yes,
but it is bitter at the end of the day.
Oh, look, you get your sort of, you know...
So I imagine if I'd spent hours building, you know...
You do. You get a lot of saddies walking out the door with their chin on the ground, and you know their problem, but you don't go into the arena unless you expect to take home bits. Scoopy's design is so fantastic. This is her. She's 2.5 years old. She's been through numerous events, national events as well. And the worst she's been served, I guess, the weekend before, we had round three Victorian events, and she did one of her IBCs, which is about $350 worth, and it just sort of died on me.
That's the electronics that control the robot. They take the radio control signal and drive all the motors, and that failed in combat.
And how high up on the ladder has Scooby got?
Scooby's actually ranked... The new rankings haven't actually come out since the last event, but she was third, so she's
in Australia.
In Victoria.
In Victoria. She was third, and around about ninth nationally, but she is a feared bot because she's the only design of her type. Being an overhead saw causes a lot of damage. A lot.
the saw is capable of moving up and down under radio control, so it sort of scoops the other robot up, holds it still, so it can't escape while the saw descends from overhead.
And where to from here? Do you think RoboWars is ever going to... Because I know a lot of people into Scrabble, and they're living this delusion that one day there's going to be... It's going to climb to the next level, and it's going to be, like, broadcast on television and then get into the Olympics and stuff.
Look, who knows? Anything's possible, but when we started out, Brett started out as a hobby. He's a tinkerer. Electronic sort of engineer, an ingenious mind, and he thought, hey, let's build some robots and go for it. And so from a little interesting hobby, it's just gone national. The website's huge. We've got two sponsors in Victoria that have paid a fortune. Our arenas that we have to build in, fight in, are worth a fortune. So to get anyone to even build us one to fight in is amazing.
Well, I wish you the best. If people want to get involved in RoboWars, what should they do?
Have a look at the website. They can contact all of the builders, find out when our next competition is on, look at some of the pictures. One of the things a lot of people like to do when they see a design is go, oh, gee, I've got an idea that I think would beat that, you know, and imagine a design. So
go to the website, or if you're more interested in Scrabble, just ring me here.
Yeah.
And I'll put there. Thank you very much, Brett and Mel.
Thanks, John.
Okay.
Sunday Night Saffron on Triple J.